The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Friday!
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
It's Friday!
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the True Air Technologies Studio on 94.5. The Answer.
And yes, it is Free Speech Friday. Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. But it's a special Free Speech Friday as I am in Greenwood, South Carolina, at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. You know, we've been wanting to come down here for a long time now, haven't we, Tommy?
Absolutely. I'm sad I'm not able to be there with you, but it sounds like you guys are having a great time, and hopefully folks show up and show some support for the Salvation Army and, you know, say hi to Chris and Representative McCravey and get that donation and that breakfast.
Did you get that? Did you get the picture of the biscuit that I sent you?
Yeah, did you get my note back? I may not turn on your mic if I don't get some food.
I did, yay. And I can't read some of the other stuff you put in there either.
Is it all bad?
We are at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. Come by if you're in the Greenwood area. We'll be here until 9 o'clock ringing the bell for the good that Salvation Army does. Go to teamhudson.org, give generously as we are raising money for this wonderful organization. And we've got some great visitors here with us. We're going to get to those in just a minute. Of course, get you updated on what happened late last night as the House Judiciary Committee, they worked late. It's very seldom that you see the U.S. Congress in session at midnight. But the House Judiciary Committee, under the leadership of Jerry Nadler, if you can call it that.
Yeah, let's not use the word leadership.
Yeah. That's. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you for correcting me there. Jerry Nadler was cracking the whip last night and abruptly adjourned until 10 o'clock this morning when they are expected to take a vote on the two articles of impeachment that they've been working on this week. Here's what's likely to happen since there's no more time remaining for actual debate on the articles of impeachment under the 41-member Judiciary Committee's rules. Later this morning, we can expect the panel to vote to adopt each article of impeachment on a party-line vote after a hearing that probably could last about 45 minutes or so. Who knows? They could go all day just like they did yesterday. But I kind of doubt that because it is Friday, and it's going into the weekend, and they're wanting to get home. So I think we can probably expect them to wrap up around noon. Then the articles will likely head to the Rules Committee, which controls access to the House floor and sets the parameters of debate there before the full House is expected to vote to impeach the president probably sometime next week. They're saying the final vote is expected maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. Should the House impeach the president next week, the matter would then go to the GOP-controlled Senate for a trial. Almost virtually certain an acquittal there, because down the hall in the U.S. Senate yesterday, Senate Judiciary Committee, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was watching the Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee as they started what he called a sham process. The senator was on America's Newsroom with hosts Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith yesterday when Mr. Graham said that he would like to end the impeachment process as soon as possible, saying, quote, "I don't want to give it any legitimacy because it's a crock," he said, noting that every impeachment except this one has been conducted by outside counsel. Now, you know, that's one thing that the Democrats have objected to. They haven't allowed any outside counsel. Senator Graham says that he does not plan to have any witnesses when he holds the trial over in the Senate.
Abuse of power, if you're looking for it, my Democratic House colleagues, look in the mirror. So here's what's going to happen. I hope we'll look at the record they used to impeach the president. If they get 218 votes, that will be the trial record. Let the House managers present their case. Let the president's lawyers comment on the House case, then vote. I don't have any desire to call the vice president. I don't have any desire to call Pompeo, Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden. We can look at the Biden affair outside of impeachment. My goal is to end this as soon as possible for the good of the country, because I think it's a danger to the presidency to legitimize this.
A couple things here then. Does that mean no witnesses at all?
I don't need any witnesses at all.
Okay, and then
I am ready to go.
I think we got the message clear there, Senator. No witnesses. He's ready. So once the House sends these the articles of impeachment over, then I would bet that Senator Graham's going to wrap things up pretty quickly over there. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you along on this Friday morning, and it is Free Speech Friday. Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. And, of course, it's Giving Friday as well. That's a new one, Tommy. I just made that up. It's Giving Friday. As we are at Fat Daddy's Barbecue, people coming in. We got lots of visitors here. Billy Garrett, Pastor Glenn Lake, Eighth Circuit Solicitor David Stumbo just walked in. And, of course, Representative McCravey and his wife, Dana, are here. Sheriff Emery's here. And, of course, we heard from Major Jason Hughes with the Salvation Army just a minute ago. And we'll continue to visit with our friends. Chris Reedy has been a wonderful host here at Fat Daddy's Cafe. Come by, have breakfast, have a cup of coffee. It's on Representative John McCravey and Chris Reedy if you make a donation to the Red Kettle campaign. And Representative McCravey, he is guarding that red kettle. He's ringing the bell. There you go. You hear it, Tommy? Do you hear it back there? Ringing the bell for the good of the Salvation Army, and you're not going to get by Representative McCravey until you make a donation. But you're going to get a free breakfast. So that's a good trade-off, I think. 877-235-9405. You can text your comments, and we'd love to hear from you on this Friday morning. It's a bit rainy out there, rainy and dreary, but that's no reason to keep you away. 35 degrees here in Greenwood, 35 at the GSP International Airport, 33 in Spartanburg, and 34 in Anderson. Not too much colder up in the mountains, 34 in Asheville and 36 at Lake Toxaway. So glad to have you along on this Friday morning as we continue our breakfast broadcast. We're going to be in Spartanburg, Anderson, and Hendersonville next week. And I got to tell you, if you're driving down the road, don't do this. But if you're home, pat yourself on the back, because you have come through in a big way. And we're just going to keep continuing to raise money for this wonderful organization. Our goal was $18,000. We're at $28,000 this morning, and we're growing. Tommy, I think we're going to have to huddle up sometime today and kind of rethink our goal. We kind of flew by that, didn't we?
We did, and it's so exciting and great. And yes, absolutely, new goals. We can do this, folks. We can do it.
Yep. 877-235-9405. Your calls are welcome, as are your comments. Coming up, we're going to visit with some of our guests here. And of course, we'll talk with Chris Reeder again and Representative John McCravey as we are ringing the bell for good. $100 does a lot of good for the Salvation Army. If you can give $100, if you can give $250, if you can give $1,000. We had a $3,000 anonymous donation yesterday. Somebody want to match that? If you were that anonymous donor, thank you. Thank you for giving that money. And, of course, the Carl Hayden Trust gave generously as well. Whatever you can give, $25, $50, $100, $500. And, of course, if you're in the Greenwood area, let's support Chris and Fat Daddy's Barbecue, because as we make our way around the upstate and western North Carolina, whichever restaurant, wherever we raise the most money, we're going to give them a free two-week advertising schedule here on 94.5 The Answer. So come out and support Chris. And have a biscuit and a cup of coffee. Have breakfast on Representative McCravey. It's 7:14. here on 94.5 The Answer.
Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Be sure to visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Just click on the button and download our mobile app. Just text the keyword iPhone or Android to our Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a quick link so that you can take your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world. Some good news over in Cherokee County as the Freightliner Custom Chassis Corporation made an announcement yesterday of a $13.9 million investment, which is expected to create close to 200 jobs. They were established in 1995. FCCC is a division of Daimler Trucks North America, and they currently employ more than 1,000 team members at their headquarters located there in Gaffney. So good news over there. We always like to hear of these new jobs, don't we, Representative John McCravey?
We certainly do. And we've got a lot of them coming here in Greenwood. We have a good partnership alliance that's getting them in, and we've had a good increase in business here.
Yeah, and you know, we're just so blessed here in upstate of South Carolina. And I don't want to get too involved in politics today because today's a special broadcast. But it's just hard when we see how well things are going here and people have good jobs, unemployment at record lows. And it's just hard to watch the evening news and see some of the headlines about our current administration and to be able to sit there and listen to this stuff, to watch the impeachment proceedings when, you know, we're in the best shape we've been in a long time.
It's so true. Greenwood, I think we're down to 3.2% unemployment.
Wow.
At this time. So we're really hitting it good here.
Yep.
I have with me Matt Emery. He's one of our – we have a lot of good stories coming out of Greenwood and great people. Matt's son tragically passed away. His name was Dylan.
Yep.
And he passed away from a disease called Krabbe disease. You have to test for it during the first 4 weeks after a child is born. We don't have that test in South Carolina. We did not have that test. And he was not tested. And as a result, he could not be treated.
Wow.
But Matt, you know, to his credit, instead of being bitter and angry that his child didn't get that test, he started advocating for what we ended up passing as Dylan's Law here in South Carolina, so other children with this disease will get tested in time for treatment. So we had the governor here at the Genetic Center a couple of weeks ago, and he signed that bill into law. And I want to just thank you. This is a great Christian man and a Christian family, and they're a really good example to us.
Well, and Matt, I'm glad to have you here this morning as well. And, you know, no parent should have to do and experience
right.
What you did. And God bless you. And I'm sure that your faith had to help carry you through that time.
Faith carried us through everything. Through the worst times of our life, you turn to God and family and friends and our community.
Yeah. But it always inspires me to see families like yours, Matt, when you suffer a tragedy like this, but you turn it around and you do something to try to prevent other families
right.
From experiencing that same thing. And Dylan's Law will go a long way in doing that.
That's right. That was one of our main goals. When Dylan was alive and me and my wife Melissa was going through the process of everything, we just found out that he was diagnosed with Krabbe disease. Representative John McCravey reached out to Melissa and started drawing up this bill. And for a family going through the worst thing you possibly can go through and have a lawmaker reach out to you, you know, we tell everybody all the time he was God sent. And he's been a true friend of our family ever since.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, and we appreciate it. And John McCravey, I mean, these are the type of stories that I like to hear. Getting back to what we talked about a minute ago, sometimes you see the headlines of some of the bad things in politics. But this is an example. Dylan's Law is an example of what you guys are elected to do.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it was just my honor to get to know this family and to be able to put this forward. They came down to every hearing. They came to the subcommittee hearings. They brought people with them from 96 South Carolina wearing their shirts, and they showed up. And so I congratulate them for what they did.
Yep. Matt Emery with the Greenwood Sheriff's Office. I promoted him to sheriff this morning. I hope Sheriff Kelly is not listening, but I had misunderstood earlier. And Sheriff Kelly, if you're out there, I hope you'll come by too. I promoted Matt, so I guess he needs a pay raise.
Hey, I'll take it.
We're at Fat Daddy's Barbecue here this morning. We just got someone, Tommy, ring the bell. We got someone putting some money in our red kettle. There you go. And that's the whole purpose of being here, to raise money for this wonderful organization. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. You can afford $100, can't you? $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 will cover 2 nights of shelter for a family of four. So whatever's comfortable for you, $500, $1,000. We had a wonderful anonymous donor yesterday, Representative Craven, who gave us $3,000.
Man.
We need another one. We need another anonymous. Thank you, anonymous, whoever you are. God bless you for doing that. As I was talking with the major about just a minute ago, Major Jason Hughes with the Greenwood Salvation Army, I'm just so blessed with the response that we've had from the listeners. You know, every day I wake up and I just pinch myself that I get to sit here and talk to people every morning and carry on. It's like an extended family. This is my first time in Greenwood here at Fat Daddy's, and just a lot of people coming in. We're friends. We never met one another, but we talk sometimes. I've got last night we were having dinner. And a guy came over and he said, "I'm Nate from Greenwood." And he texts me all the time. Nate's always a texter. And it's interesting how some people, they'll call, some people will text, some people will email, however they prefer their communication. I just want them to join the conversation every day. And so it's real neat for me to be able to come out and meet people that I just know either online or on the telephone. And the bell's ringing again. A free breakfast if you donate to our Red Kettle there. And that's compliments of Representative John McCravey and, of course, Chris Reeder here at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. Boy, did he feed us last night. I'm telling you, I just had to pull Angelo Mack away from the table. Angelo and I had the pork plate, and I am a macaroni and cheese. That's probably my favorite food, and Chris has the recipe here. I got to tell you, that is some good mac and cheese. And I tell you, that biscuit he fed me this morning wasn't too bad either. So come by Fat Daddy's if you're in the Greenwood area, or if you can't make it by, you can still give generously at teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org, or just text the keyword give to 877-235-9405 and just give generously. Whatever you can give would be greatly appreciated. And hope you'll join us as we make our rounds next week. We'll be at Eggs Up Grill in Spartanburg, and we'll be in Anderson, and then headed up to Hendersonville. One last thing, Deputy Emery, there before you leave, I want to thank you guys for what you do, keeping our community safe. I have great admiration for law enforcement, big supporter of you guys, and just thank you for putting on your uniform and putting that badge on every day.
We really appreciate that. The support from the community, we appreciate that.
Yeah, and God bless you, and thank you for what you've done, because Dylan, we'll always remember Dylan. Dylan will. Be remembered all throughout our state.
You know, I just like to take a minute and say, you know, I feel like it's mine and Melissa's, you know, to live out his legacy for him and tell his story to everybody. And human life is the most important thing.
Yeah, you've got a button on there, Team Dylan, and
I wear it every day.
Yeah, good for you. God bless you. And again, I pray every day for your safety.
Thank you.
It's part of my prayer every day is that our first responders are safe, because people just don't know what you guys do. I mean, you get up every day and you get dressed and you leave your home, you leave your family, and unfortunately, sometimes you don't go back home. And you know that.
Yes, sir.
You know that. But thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll be back in just a minute. Representative John McCravey, you got to keep ringing that bell.
Yes, sir.
You have given generously as well. Thank you for your donation, and thank you for helping us coordinate this. You and your wife, Dana. Dana's over there with us as well. And, you know, you've kind of challenged some others, business people in the Greenwood area and other legislators to come by and to match your gift.
Well, it's my honor, Joey. And it's always a privilege to be on this show because you do so much for our community. And you have a special voice that we need. So we appreciate it. And when the time is right, I have a gift over here I'm going to give you that's appropriate to Greenwood and my hives.
All right. We'll tell you about all right. It. I'm looking forward to that. It's 7:30 here on 94.5 WGTK.
Live from the True Air Technologies studio, The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
I got a text from Chief in Lawrence, said, good morning, Joey. I've been looking forward to coming to Fat Daddy's Barbecue to meet you to make a donation and get some good breakfast. I've been working in Greenwood all week. I'm a logger, so this rain's put me at the shop in Lawrence, so sorry I missed you. Now, Chief, look, that's not a good excuse. I'm not going to accept that. So you just need to get in your truck and drive over to Greenwood. You got to eat. Whether it's raining or not, Chief, I know you do. So we're at Fat Daddy's Barbecue here in Greenwood. Hope you'll run by. Of course, this is our special broadcast. Representative John McCravey's ringing the bell over there. You make a donation to the Red Kettle, and you can't miss it because we got it right here by the door. I'm expecting to see Representative Cravey maybe even body slam somebody before they get by in there. He will not let you by without making a donation, but you get a free breakfast. And boy, what a breakfast you will get. I ate here last night, had dinner. I've been wanting to come to Fat Daddy's for months. Back in the spring, we had a promotion for food for the poor, I believe it was. And we had a special that if you made a donation to Food for the Poor, we'd give you some free advertising. Well, Chris did that. And so I'm sitting there one morning, and I hear this spot about Fat Daddy's. And I got hungry just listening to the description. And we decided then we're going to go to Fat Daddy's sometime. And so when we decided to do these breakfast broadcasts to help raise money for the Salvation Army, Chris stepped up, Representative John McCravey stepped up and said, well, come on down, and we'll have breakfast together, and that's what we're doing. I've got a couple of guests with me here, Eighth Circuit Solicitor David Stumbo with me, and Billy Garrett, who's a candidate for the State Senate in District 10 here in Greenwood next November. Guys, thanks for coming by. I appreciate you supporting a good call. Salvation Army, these are the types of organizations, Solicitor, that we need in our communities because they do such good things year-round.
You bet, and we see so many of the bad things. You know, I'm chief prosecutor for these four counties, and we see a lot of awful stuff come through our courts, Joey. But the Salvation Army and what they're doing is to lift people up, not tear people down and tear the community apart. And I'm so glad that that Representative McCravey, I've known John for many, many years, and he's very dear to me. And this is exactly who John is and who he's been for the 30 years that I've known him. So thank you for coming and helping support the Salvation Army here today and coming to Greenwood. We're proud of Greenwood. And we like showing it off, so thank you for bringing the show here this morning, Joe.
Well, we're happy to be here. I've mentioned to several people this morning that I spent a lot of time in Greenwood when I was growing up. My aunt and uncle had a place over on Lake Greenwood, and I look forward to my weekends and spent parts of my summers down here, skiing and fishing and over at the state park. And I remember 4th of July, we sort of had this annual thing we'd do at the 4th of July, and we'd do a pyramid on skis. And I was the skinniest at the time. I don't know how I've gotten to where I am today, but I was always the top guy. So I would make my way up on top of that, and I'd hold the flag, and we'd fly around the state park, and people would wave and shout and all. But that I just have such fond memories of Lake Greenwood in the summer. So
it's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
And downtown Greenwood looks like what a southern city should look like.
Absolutely. The city's done a great job here, Joey, in fact, of doing all the Christmas decorations. In the summertime, we have the barbecue festival, which Chris Reeder here is very involved with. But they do a great job of keeping our uptown just looking beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Billy Garrett, you're running for the state senate next November. You know, I always admire people who are willing to put their name on the ballot. I sit here every morning and I talk about what should be done, but you guys, you step up and you put your name out there, and I know that you know, Representative McCravey, he brought you in here this morning. Talk for a minute about why you want to run for the state senate.
Well, I'm excited about your being here. Thank you for your conservative talk show. We're conservative persons. We're trying to keep the conservative movement going in Greenwood as well. And we're lucky to have David Stumbo as our solicitor. He's a fine man. He's a fine Christian. And we're out struggling to keep Greenwood safe, and he's helping us do that. I'm excited about running for Senate. There are some issues that I'm very concerned about, the abortion issue right here in South Carolina. And the current senator is not pro-life. He's pro-abortion, and we need to have a senator who speaks the values of the Christian conservatives. Yep. And my intention is to go to the House and to the Senate and speak to those issues.
Well, and we need people, good conservatives, to help people like John McCravey, who's led the fight on the heartbeat bill, so that there's no question that when that type of legislation is presented, that we have the votes there to pass it, to lead the nation in these issues. You know, several other states in the South have passed their version of that bill, and hopefully when the legislature goes back into session in January, I know John McCravey's worked hard on that, but hey, he could use some more votes down there.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm involved in this race. John told me of the need for it in the Senate and the fact that we had to fight for this bill, and it's my intention to be down there to give him all the support he needs as it relates to this issue in the Senate.
And sometimes, if I could comment on that, Joe, we see these issues as unconnected, but when we're in the legislature and the solicitors go down with the Sheriff's Association, with SLED, with the Attorney General, and try to fight for criminal justice issues and public safety. And when we have a culture that celebrates death,
yes,
that we have over, yes, the last, you know, 46 years since 1973 with Roe v. Wade, it's amazing to see the rise in crime and, yeah, the violent crime. And I believe those issues are very much connected. What I see in our courtrooms every day when we're prosecuting crime in this circuit are very much related to the fact that we have endorsed a culture of death over the last 46 years. And I'm so glad we have John in the South Carolina House of Representatives. I'd love to see Billy in there fighting for those issues for us,
yeah,
for good people and in the state Senate.
And Solicitor, you described it spot on when you said celebrate, because they do celebrate. I mean, when you light up New York City in pink celebrating a bill that allows abortion on a more regular basis, that's just wrong. That,
yes,
is wrong.
Sir. Absolutely.
And we've got to protect that. And so Billy, thank you for stepping up there. Like I said, I always admire people who get out there, because it's tough. It's tough to be out there running. It's tough financially, and you're away from your family. Solicitor, you too. I mean, you serve two terms now. This will be next year, God willing. You'll be elected to your third term. You know, your name's on the ballot, and you get called and pulled in every direction.
Absolutely. And some of the ones here this morning, I brought my son Gabe, who's going to be 18 next week. He's a senior at Greenwood Christian School, just finished his senior year of football. I'm so proud of him, and he's here eating breakfast with me this morning. But he was there when I ran for that seat in 2012 as a 10-year-old.
Wow.
And he really felt, along with my other three kids and my wife, how hard that is, especially when you're running against an incumbent.
Yes.
And that's what Billy's doing right now. It's not easy sledding. So
yeah,
thank you for putting your name out there, Billy.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being here today and helping our Red Kettle campaign. It's exciting. You know, we understand that the donations are down, but we're going to get in here today and we're going to help John McCravey and you.
There you go.
And the Salvation Army do what we need to do. I mean, that Salvation Army is strong. It's going to be stronger. And thank you for helping make it happen.
It's certainly my pleasure. And we got to win this contest for Chris. because as I mentioned earlier, we're going to give the restaurant that where we raise the most money, we're going to give that restaurant a two-week advertising campaign here on 94.5 The Answer. So our right now, we've this is our second one. We kicked off right before Thanksgiving at Tommy's Ham House in Greenville, and we raised $3,200. So we got to beat that $3,200 to get Chris a free advertising campaign. So give generously at teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org, or just text the word give to 877-235-9405. Billy Garrett, Solicitor David Stumbo, thank you, gentlemen, for being here this morning.
Yeah,
and thank you for listening to the Morning Answer every morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, sure thing. It's 7:45 here on 94.5 WGTK.
It's the nicest way to start your day. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Wow, we got a great crowd here at Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood. Still time for you to come by if you're in the area, as we're in the middle of our Red Kettle campaign, collecting money for the Salvation Army. And boy, we got to help Chris out here, because we just announced that whichever location we raise the most, that restaurant's going to get a two-week free campaign here on the Morning Answer, and Chris wants that, and we want to support Fat Daddies. And a special thank you to an anonymous judge in the area. I can't say his name. He doesn't want me to say who he is, but he gave us a check for $500. So thank you, Judge. I appreciate that. Ringing the bell for good, that's for sure. I mean, it's so easy to support this organization, and you guys have been so generous. Also, a special thank you to Greenwood ENT Center. They brought by a check for $500 as well. Representative John McCravey, I tell you, you have rounded up the troops here in Greenwood. And, we've got some good checks here, $500, $250, $100. We got a lot of cash there in the Red Kettle, because you've been ringing the bell. And you won't let anybody in the door unless they give a donation. I like that.
That's right. Well, we got to do the quid pro quo, you know.
There you go.
We got to be sure that we get ours in exchange for theirs.
Yeah. Hey, let them in peaches. Let them in peaches. Greenwood ENT Center here, they dropped this check by for $500. That's good. That's special, isn't it?
We've got some great people here and some great organizations in our town. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I have something here for you, Joey. My wife and I wanted to give you. This is from our hives. I'm a beekeeper.
Oh, are you really?
So we've got some 2019 honey for you.
Now, is this going to take care of my allergies?
It can. A teaspoon a day.
I love local. But all right,
I was going to give this other one to Tommy K, but since he's not here, Angelo's going to have to get
it. Oh, Tommy!
Good thing I like
Tommy.
Angelo.
and the significance is that Greenwood, the city of Greenwood, is actually a bee-certified, bee-friendly city.
Really?
They did. They got certified. Now, don't ask me what they did to get certified for that.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
But Greenwood is a bee-friendly city.
I love local honey. I got to tell you my bee story, okay? A few years ago, I was headed up, this is right off of Highway 11, And I saw a sign there that the guy had local honey. And sometimes I do have allergy issues, and my doctor says, you know, if you I put a spoonful or so of honey in my coffee in the morning and all. And so I thought, well, I'm going to stop in and get some. So go in, and he's got his hives down there and all, and he comes out, and we're walking and all. And I don't understand how what all is involved in that, but he's kind of making a noise with a shovel or something, you know, clanging it together. Well, the bees start swarming, okay? And they start swarming around him. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? Well, he starts running. I'm standing there. He starts running to his house yelling, "These ain't my bees. These ain't my bees." And they're just swarming around him. Now, all right, so tell me, evidently, I guess maybe some bees had come to his hives that were strangers or something. I don't know. But they literally, they were attacking him.
Well, they will show up sometimes from different hives to rob another hive.
So that's what was happening.
To rob a hive.
Well, I never stayed. I didn't hang around to ask what happened. I jumped in my car, but he did. He's running across. These ain't my bees.
And did you just stand there? Did you run?
No, I ran. Got in the car. Yes, I wasn't going to stay. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
So you learned you could still do a wind sprint.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Well, thank you for this honey. And now, is this refillable? Do I bring it back when it's
Well, that's for a donation. We'll get you another one.
There you go. 877-235-9405. Your comments are welcome, as are your phone calls, as we're in Greenwood at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. There's still time to run by. Give generously $100, $250, or even $500, like Greenwood ENT here did. If you're a local business here in Greenwood, run by and give generously. You know, maybe there's another doctor out there who wants to give $1,000. We'll take another $500. And the anonymous judge. Thank you, Judge, for being so generous with another $500 check. You know, we got to support Fat Daddy's Barbecue and get him this advertising package. We'll be right back with more guests as we broadcast here. Up next, Sean Hannity with the Hannity Morning Minute.